I'm Omar Fatou. I'm joined by Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe for this week's edition of Behind the Bench. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Omar.
Well, the Sabres will try to even out their record at 500 when they take on the Florida Panthers tonight. They're coming off a strong road effort Tuesday night against the Tampa Bay Lightning. That's a team they'd lost to three times this season going into that game. What were the keys to that win that allowed the Sabres to finally beat Tampa?
Well, I think they played a near-perfect road game. In my opinion, it was probably their best road game in three or four seasons. Just complete control from start to finish. And we're really starting to see the Sabres have their way with teams, where they control the play, not just for little patches, but for periods, for most of the game. It really culminated on Tuesday, I think, in Tampa. And that was a huge win for them mentally. They haven't been able to beat the Lightning this year, and it was their last meeting with them. And I think before they finished their season series with them, that they had to kind of get over the hump and beat the Lightning. And they played almost a perfect game, in my opinion.
Forward Tyler Ennis has had an up-and-down start to the year. Coach Dan Bylsma changed his line mates in an effort to sort of get him going. He did make the highlight reel in the Vancouver game last Saturday, skating around four Canucks while assisting on the winning goal. What are your thoughts on Ennis' season so far?
Well, he's had a pretty good start. It was pretty slow in the beginning. He's come on a little bit in the last couple of weeks. But okay isn't good enough for Tyler Ennis this year, and he knows that. He's his own worst critic. He's on about the same pace he was last year, which is around 20 goals and a little less than 50 points. And those are good numbers, especially in today's NHL. But he accumulated those numbers on a bad, bad team. And he has so much talent around him this year. He's been playing with Jack Eichel and Ryan O'Reilly most of the year. And there were big expectations from him. 30 goals, 60, 70 points. We've seen him be a game breaker a couple points this year, especially on the game-winning assist Saturday afternoon. It was just a dynamic play. Very few players can pull off in this league. I think the Sabres and Tyler Ennis himself expect more from him.
Saturday's win over Vancouver was also longtime Sabres goalie Ryan Miller's first return to Buffalo since he was traded in 2014. Miller got a warm ovation from the crowd. He showed his appreciation to the fans. What did he have to say about his time in Buffalo?
As you would expect, Ryan Miller was very reflective when he came back here. When he spoke to the media, he basically said that once Buffalo accepts you and they like who you are, Buffalo will always be a part of you for life, and he really believes that. I think he considers himself a Buffalonian, and the emotions you saw from him talking to the media before and after the game and on the ice when the Sabres honored him were real. It was a very moving couple of minutes when they honored him. There's been a lot of old players coming back in the last few years, and there's been some nice tribute videos and some warm ovations, but this was probably the most emotional, both for the player and the fan. He was the face of the franchise for almost 10 years, and to see a player skate out and applaud the fans while they were giving him a standing ovation was something very, very unique.
Finally, former Sabres defenseman Phil Housley was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame this week. Housley spent eight seasons in Buffalo as part of a long career. He's one of the top point-producing D-men in NHL history, one of the all-time great American players. What kind of legacy did Housley leave on the Sabres and on the game?
Well, he leaves a legacy in Buffalo and in the NHL as one of the greatest offensive defensemen ever. He's by far the best offensive defenseman in Sabres history. And just seeing the highlights, seeing the nostalgia for Phil Housley, it really takes you back to a different era, the 80s and early 90s, when a player like him, his talents could really be showcased and defensemen could score. Defensemen could have 30 goals and 80 points. And these days, offensive defensemen have 30, 40 points maybe, and I really think we'll never see another Phil Housley-type player in Buffalo again.
Bill Hoppe, Sabres beat reporter, joins us each Thursday morning during the season here on WBFO. Thanks for your time, Bill. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Omar.